Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, I had a great conversation with Giannis back in June out here, and he made it clear that he was very committed to Milwaukee. He likes being here, likes his family being here. He thinks that the team is obviously, again, we've had some kind of bad fortune in these last couple of years in the playoffs, but there's a lot of positives.
I had a meeting with Wes.
Yeah, you had a meeting with Wes in June.
I can't recall that meeting.
That was for Media Day yesterday. Wes Edens talking about a meeting he had with Giannis back in June where he expressed his commitment to the Bucks and the city of Milwaukee, and then Giannis saying, I don't remember that. I don't remember ever saying that to Wes Edens. It is 9 to noon, live from the 1250 AM 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with John Kuhn, and joining us now on the Fan Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. He was there for all the Media Day madness yesterday. Pleasure to welcome in Dario Melendez, Sports Director for WISN 12 News. Dario, how are you this morning, my man?
Living the dream, just trying to get some swings in on the range, work on that game.
Those comments that we just played coming out of the break raised eyebrows across the basketball world. I was on Twitter, and fans of other teams were photoshopping Giannis into their team's uniforms immediately after hearing that. Bucks Twitter was in a little bit of a panic after the story's not jiving between Giannis and Wes Edens. What was your reaction to Wes Edens talking about that meeting, and then Giannis saying, I don't remember any meeting with Wes Edens?
Well, Wes Edens was right behind me when Giannis said that, and I took a little quick peek, and he seemed okay, but it was definitely some odd tension in the room. And pretty much what everybody was trying to ask Giannis, and there's ways you have to kind of like tiptoe around it, was, were you requesting a trade this offseason? So they made a couple of attempts. We made a couple of attempts as a media group, and then finally I asked, look, there's been a lot of reports. Are they true? And that's when he kind of went into the whole, there's truth in every report. I always say that I want to be for a competitive team. It would be dismissive to say I didn't want to. It would be disrespectful to the NBA and basketball if I didn't want to play for a team. And I was kind of taken aback. I think the Bucks are a little taken aback as well, because we've never really heard Giannis say he wants to be traded. We've always heard him say that, right? Like, I'm going to be here as long as they're committed to winning. But that was kind of, again, I don't know if he understood my question fully or if he was just like, yeah, I mean, I would have been traded in a heartbeat if this team didn't want to win, but they keep showing me they want to win. So there's a good way to look at it and a bad way to look at it.
Dario, John Kuhn here. What's up, buddy? Good to talk with you again. And do you think Giannis is happy in Milwaukee?
Yeah. I mean, I think he likes Milwaukee a lot. He's a very laid-back guy. Milwaukee, he has talked about a lot where – there are cities like New York and Miami where you get off practice and you go out and party. Milwaukee is you come to practice, you grind, you compete for a championship, then you go home and relax with your family. He is very family-oriented. Anybody who's watched any of those documents to tell you that. As long as the Bucks, which I think John Horst has bent over backwards 17,000 times to try and put a team that is competitive on the court that can win a championship, as long as they are doing that, I think he's going to be happy. I know a lot of people are poo-pooing this roster, but when I look at it and I look at the rest of the East, I think they're a top three team. I don't know if there's any teams like drastically better than this Bucks team, especially when you have Giannis and Turner in the front court. But yeah, long story short, yeah, I think he's happy here at Milwaukee. I just think he wants to win a championship.
Do you think what we heard yesterday in his answer to your question is just keeping the pressure on the organization and letting them know there's a certain bar they're going to have to clear in terms of the type of team that they put around him if they're going to have a superstar of his caliber in the city of Milwaukee?
For sure. 100%. I mean, that's why it's the Nassau's only team. And as much as I like the Nassau's, and I think he's probably the most valuable 12th guy on the bench just because he's Giannis' therapist, there's a reason why the Bucks keep making these little acquiescence to Giannis. Like, look, well, we're not going to have Lillard next year, so let's stretch out his cap, which we've never done before, $113 million over 5 years, so we can bring Miles Turner. It weakens another team that we've had trouble with in the playoffs, plus it helps you and makes you not have to play the five, which I always try to tell people, and everybody kind of goes at me about this, he hates playing the five. Anybody that's watched him play the five, he doesn't know how to do it. He gets confused. He can't just, like, flow and do his athletic monster thing. So, yeah, I mean, they're always going to bend over backwards. They bring in Damian Lillard. They bring in Drew Holiday. They keep trying to reconstruct this roster that would fit Giannis the best. And I think we saw last year when Lillard went down, guys, him bringing the ball up and getting forward worked out really well. So I think that's kind of what they're trying to do this year. That's why they didn't really go out and make a splash bid for a point guard. You bring back Kevin Porter Jr. He's really athletic. I think he would probably be most improved this year. But he's 100% keeping the pressure on this team. And look, kind of what you want to see, right? I mean, he's a superstar. The NBA is run by superstars. And if you want Giannis in this town, you got to build a franchise around him. And that's what the Bucks keep doing.
Yeah, I think it's the smallest of demands right there when you talk about the player empowerment that you see in the NBA, yep, especially around other markets. I guess my one real concern with Giannis is, I think potentially there's a real option for him to go play in Europe. I think that would be appealing to him. Do you think there's ever a time when he chooses Europe over the NBA?
100%. I think we actually talked about that a couple of weeks ago. He was talking with his wife. He's like, hey, would you love to live in Athens? And she said, yeah, I think he would love to go back to Greece. It might be like what we see in soccer when Messi's a little over the hill or when Ronaldo's a little over the hill, they'll take their talents elsewhere to like the U.S., like MLS or Saudi Arabia. I think he's probably got, I don't know, seven more years of really good basketball left, maybe eight. Seems like a long time. Well, I guess he'll be 38. Yeah, I mean, seven more years of really, really good basketball. And then maybe instead of trying to, like, chase a ring like we see with Chris Paul and some of the other guys, he just goes to Europe and has some fun. I don't see him going in his prime, if that's what you're asking, John. I just see it happening in the future, like retirement swan song.
But this is a team, and you touched on it, and we talked about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last week, Dario, For all the people counting out the Bucks and putting Giannis in a different uniform all season because he doesn't have a chance to win here, that's just not accurate. Like, you look at the rest of the Eastern Conference and the way things went down this offseason, that's just not the case. This Bucks team, and Giannis said it in an interview last week with that Greek news outlet, they have a chance. This is a team that has a chance this year, and anybody who doesn't believe that, they're simply mistaken.
Guys, what team's better? I mean, Knicks maybe on paper. I mean, the Knicks are a really good team. Not the Celtics, not the Magic, not the Heat, not the Hornets, not the Pacers. Cleveland. So, yeah, I mean, maybe you go Cleveland, Knicks, Bucks. I mean, that's still you got a puncher shot when you have Giannis. And now you have some really athletic pieces. And that was really kind of the theme outside of the whole, Giannis trade garbage that was going around during media day. The theme was how they got younger and faster. And Giannis and Doc Rivers saw kind of handcuffed for the past 2 years because he didn't have the athletes or the youth to kind of play the defense that he wanted, to play the offense that he wanted. Now this team feels like they've gotten younger, they've gotten faster at pretty much every position, and they're going to be able to kind of do what the Pacers did last year, which took them to the NBA Finals, and just get up and down the court like crazy and frustrate you and be athletic and be fast. And this team has that. And when you're 7-foot superstar and Giannis can do that, that's huge. So, yes, I mean, maybe the Knicks and Cavs on paper are better than this team, but outside of that, I don't see another team in the East that is better than the Bucks.
Talking with Dario Melendez, WISN 12 sports director. And obviously, as the sports director, you do a lot more than just Bucks. Let me ask you about the other two teams in town before we let you go here. Just in general, how you feeling about the Packers after what we saw in weeks 1 and 2? And then obviously things take a turn in weeks 3 and 4. Where are you at on the Packers, Dario?
John, I mean, I think you could probably relate to this. And Matt LaFleur touched on it. When you start talking about Super Bowls and perfect seasons, after week 1 and week 2, I think sometimes you're getting a little ahead of yourself. I think we didn't realize how good Devontae Wyatt is, because once he exits the game in Dallas, it kind of just splits on its head. I think the Packers are going to be just fine. They're a really good team. They're a really talented team. I would like to see the corners do a little bit more. I mean, I think, to be honest, Nixon has surprised me. Outside that one lack of effort play at the end of the game where he kind of just gave up on a route and you saw the big play. But I think the Packers will be just fine. It's more of just cleaning up the little things. The false starts on the offensive line have been, for me, the biggest, really? That's what's happening? But then you kind of take a step back and you're like, man, they have a pretty beat-up offensive line with some guys that just don't have a lot of chemistry there right now. I think they'll be fine, but look, maybe these last 2 weeks have been a nice little wake-up call. You come out gangbusters and you destroy the first two teams you play, and then you have some issues, and that could be a good thing for a team like this.
All right, Dario, then talk about the Brewers. Did we back into the – was this an official back into the number one seed, and do you have any concerns?
We always have concerns. I mean, I wish Brandon Woodruff wasn't hurt. But if the Brewers backed in, so did every other team. I mean, the Cubs backed in, the Phillies backed in. That's how the Brewers even got it. The only one that didn't really was the Reds. The Reds came in red hot, but now they're going to have to beat the Dodgers. You look at all the past 10 games for most of the teams that clinched, they're all 5-5, 6-4. The biggest thing for the Brewers, from what I've gathered, is health and setting things up. Now, the one thing I am concerned about, John, is if you look at last year, most of the teams that had that first round bye got bounced. It's that whole rest versus rust thing. And when a team is hot like the Reds, you don't want a first round bye. You just want to keep playing baseball. I understand the Brewers do want to get healthy, and they got the guys banged up, and they got some guys coming back, but that would be my only concern. I don't want to see the Cubs. Not that I don't think the Brewers can beat the Cubs. I think they can. I don't think the Cubs are that good, if I'm being honest. But it's going to be a nightmare at AmFam. That home field advantage is going to be gone because Brewers fans, unfortunately, are going to sell their ticket because they don't want to deal with the Cubs fans, and now you lose your home field advantage. I know Matt LaFleur actually talked about that with the Packers. I don't want to tell people how to spend their money, but if you got tickets to these Brewers games and it is the Cubs, don't tell him, man. It's gonna be annoying.
Dario, I get we might have had some good fan attendance the last couple postseasons there, but have we really had home field advantage?
In the playoffs. That's a good question. I mean, I'm trying to think back to last year. Yeah, there were a good amount of Mets fans. I think fans are done with the first round stuff. And this is where, okay, I'm going to try to Well,
are we spoiled? Are our fans spoiled?
That's where I want to be very careful, because the Brewers haven't won a
championship. You're on radio now. You're not on TV. They can't see your face. You can hide. You can hide. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you feel.
You can't really be spoiled. But before this, like, eight-year run, the Brewers were dreadful. What, four, three playoff appearances before 2018? So, like, getting in the playoffs was, like, such a big thing for this organization. No, four, I should say. Sorry. But now they keep going to the playoffs, and it's like, I think fans are over that first round. They want to get to the NLCS. They want to get to the World Series. So these NLDS games, these wild card round games, are like, we'll wait. We've seen this story before. And I hate that. Like, there are franchises like the Reds who haven't been in 6 years that would love to get to the postseason. And, I don't want to call fans spoiled, because – that's a trigger topic, John, but it might be a little bit.
We've been on the air for less than 2 weeks, and we've already called, I think, every fan base in town spoiled at one point or another. One of us has done it, Dario.
It's a good problem to have. Right? Like, this is one of like the greatest stretches of Wisconsin sports history. The Packers are always good. The Bucks are always good. Can remember, there was a stretch where the Bucks were dreadful. The Brewers are always good. Marquette's good. Badgers basketball is good. I don't want to talk about Badgers football. But, I mean, even the Admirals. The Admirals go to the Calder Cup playoffs every year. Like, this is just a really awesome stretch of Wisconsin sports. And I think fans are just ready for championships, not just playoffs, where if you would have gone, I don't know, 8 years ago, fans would have been just dying for a playoff.
That is Dario Melendez, WISN 12 sports director. You can follow him on Twitter at Dario_Melendez. And our guest for the last few minutes on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Dario, really appreciate the time. Go ahead and what do they say in golf? Hit them straight? I don't play golf. Yeah. Okay. Just hit them straight.
They definitely don't say hit them sideways.
Hit them far? Hit them straight? Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to try to hit them sideways.
Have a good day on the links, Dario. We appreciate the time, my man.
Hey guys.
There's Dario Melendez. I don't play golf. I don't
hit
know what y'all
sideways.
Is that an expression?
Dario, go out there and hit him sideways. You
it
know
could
what,
be like break a leg. Like, it's a good luck thing.
Is that an expression? Did I just come up with that? I just make that up myself.
Dario, go out there and hit him a lot.
Hit him far?
Why don't you hit him a lot? Hit a lot of them. Hit a lot of balls.
Get it in the hole? I don't know. I don't know what you say to somebody.
That's a good one.
Okay, get it in the hole. Our thanks to Dario Melendez for joining us. Coming up right after this show, Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette explains how far away the Pack are from being a special team when he joins the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thundernellis this afternoon at 1, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. We got to check on our NFL picks from last week and wrap up this fine program right after this. This program, it's 9 to noon, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan studios, and powered by the Potawatomi Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.